All right, as Pastor said, we had a wonderful time on the mission trip. We took 32 people to Parker City, Indiana. How many of you have ever been to Parker City, Indiana? That's what I thought. Parker City is right in the middle of cornfield, in the middle of another big cornfield, close to the Ohio border, the Ohio-Indiana border. But thankful that the Lord allowed us to go work with Pastor Doug Keppel, Bible Baptist Church there in Parker City. Pastor Keppel's doing a great job. He's been there for, I believe, about 2 years, doing very well. But they asked us to come and run a Bible school for him and a family crusade. Our teenagers did an outstanding job. As they're coming, we'll have the mission team sing here in just a minute. Let me give you a few details about the trip. Again, we had 32 people on this trip, 20 teenagers. If my calculations are correct, which is often not right, we knocked over 2,000 doors. That means 2,000 homes with gospel literature put either in the hand or in the door of that home. And thank the Lord for that. We had five young people in our children's service trust the Lord as their Savior. What an exciting time that was. Several of our teenagers had an opportunity to lead those children to the Lord. And they did a great job with that, along with running the Bible school, knocking doors and things. They're going to sing for you, and we'll have some testimonies here in just a minute.
Higher call, a greater reason to live.
All right, fine job. We've got a couple young ladies that are going to come give a testimony at this time. We have Lindsay Mosier and Abby Krause, and shortly after they are done, Brent Scroggs, one of our young men, is going to come and preach and share a message that the Lord's laid on his heart along with his testimony. So, Lindsay, if you'll come at this time. Thank you.
Hi. Okay, well, first off, I'd like to thank everyone that helped us all be able to go on this trip, and all the counselors that went, and Mr. Bob, and Pastor, and it was just a lot of fun, and God really blessed, and this is my fourth mission trip, and even the fourth one, it was still a lot of fun. But every year we go, I just realize every time that I'm really blessed to go to this church, and we have a great pastor, and a great youth pastor, and we just all get so close when we're on this trip, because that's all we have for a whole week, so we all have to get really close. But it's just a lot of fun, and God really blessed. And Sunday morning, the Lord really spoke to me through the pastor there. He was just saying, you know, that every time that somebody gets up and opens God's word and talks to us, that, you know, the Lord's trying to speak to us, and it just depends on us if we are willing to listen. So he just really talked to me about that, and I just would like to encourage anyone that, you know, is coming up into youth department that, you know, you should really try to go, because it's a lot of fun. And anyone that didn't go this year that is still in the youth department, then it's a lot of fun, and it's really worth it, so you should go. But yeah, thanks for letting us go. This was the third missions trip that I have been on, and it was definitely one of the best ones yet. And it was so wonderful, like Lindsay said, to grow close to everybody and see the unity that grows in the youth group when we go on trips like this. And it was really great also to get to know the adults that went, because I didn't really know any of them very well, but I got to know them a lot that week. And get closer. It was also great to get closer to friends that we already had that we didn't necessarily get to spend a lot of time with. And so, like Lindsay said, whether or not you're new to the youth group, or you just have never gone on a trip before, I want to encourage everybody to go and earn the points to go, because you definitely won't regret it, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun too. And the church we went to was really wonderful too. They had us lunch every day after visitation, and two of the families had us over to swim during the week, and they were really hospitable, and it's really hard to leave at the end of the week, because you get so close to everybody, and you get really close to even the kids that you work with in the VBS, and you have to leave. But during the first revival service, which was Sunday night, the Lord really spoke to me about not taking credit for anything that he was going to do that week and giving all the glory to him. And I prayed, I said, Lord, I want to give you all the credit, but just please show me what I need to do to give you all the credit. And the next morning in my devotions, I read Proverbs 27, and in verse number 2, it spoke to me, and it said, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. And so it really spoke to me that I should not take any of the credit and give all the glory to God. And it was such an awesome verse for me to be able to go back to and focus on during the week. And it wasn't always easy to get up early in the morning and do your devotions, or take time out of your day to do your devotions. But the days that you did that was the day that the Lord really spoke to you. So that's an important thing to do on the trip. And I just want to thank everybody who has encouraged me to go on these trips. And I want to thank Brother Bob and Miss Lindsay and Pastor Jody and Miss Becky for planning and organizing the trips, and for putting up with all of us during the week, and all of the adults that went, and all of the ladies that cooked us good food, and all of you all who came out and helped us at the fundraisers. We really appreciate it, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to go on the trips, and I'm really excited to see what the Lord's going to do next year.
All right, thank you, ladies. Fine job. Brent Scroggs is coming to share a brief testimony and the message that the Lord's laid on his heart. I'd like to hit on one thing real quick. Abby mentioned earning points for this trip. Every single one of these teenagers that are getting up testifying tonight, everyone that was up here singing, has earned their way to this trip. It's a lot of work. They've got to be doing devotions. They've got to be memorizing verses, inviting friends to come to church, and all these things. So each of these teenagers have not just went just because they wanted to go. No, they have earned their way, and we appreciate their hard work. Young people, you've done an outstanding job. Brent, it's all yours. All right, well, first off, just like to say a couple words about the mission trip. Mission trip's really helpful in as me for growing the Lord, but I'd like to thank the pastor for allowing us to go into the bog, for letting us earn the points to go. And as we're down there, we're helping. We had a bus route with a van, but we are going out in Park City. It's only like 1,500, so we knocked three cities out in the time we was down there. But I just like to thank everybody, the church, for supporting us, allow us to go there, the fundraiser stuff. I really do appreciate it. And the cooks, Miss Scroggs, my mom, and Miss Tammy, and Miss Lindsay, and Miss Becky, and Miss Hayes, for cooking for us. We couldn't survive without the food and stuff, but it's pretty good after we come in from Vacation Bible School after the evenings. But if you can turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy 4:12, introduction there. It's good timing. But 1 Timothy 4:12, turn there, please. Right on time right there. But when you get there, looking at verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and purity. And we'll read down to verse 14, until I come, give attendance to reading, exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, which with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. And I've seen in verse 12 where I was studying this, and Brother Bob called us Wednesday night, the fellers he wanted to ask to preach this morning, afternoon. But in verse 12, I'm seeing the encouragement, as pastors went over this before, too, is Paul is encouraging Timothy as he's being a young preacher, just got into the ministry, and we need to be an encouragement to others. Brother Bob's and pastors really encouraged me, is reading my Bible and stuff. And I'm getting more involved in the youth group. The ones that ain't doing as much in the youth group, I like to encourage you to get more involved. The Lord will really work in your life if you allow Him to, and letting us go on this mission trip and stuff. But I'm seeing that Timothy had to earn his trust and respect of the elders of the church by setting an example in his teaching, life, love, and faith, and impurity. But it doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are or if we have any physical things wrong with us, God can use every one of us. He's used me if I can do what He wants me to do, but God can use us, every one of us, if we allow Him to let Him use us. But but I see in verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, exhortation, and the doctrine. God's telling us, Brother Bob also is always encouraging us, pounding on us to read our Bible every day. And even if it's just a couple verses, we need to read our Bible. And it's saying, don't give up, don't quit reading till He comes. We don't need to quit serving God till He comes. And, don't give up and stuff. But in verse 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, which is laying on the hands of the presbytery. God's gave us, every one of us, a gift. One of them is talking for me. I can sit down and talk about any of one of you for an hour or so. As long as I can sit there and make a conversation, I can probably talk to you. But God's gave us all gifts that we should use for Him. Some other gifts is God's given us all the gifts is singing. So a lot of y'all folks can sing. I can sing a little bit, not much, but I enjoy singing. But playing an instrument, God's gave us all gifts. Getting out on SOS is really helpful, and we went out yesterday to Tyler and just pop up in the middle there, do about an hour worth of visiting, and 25 kids just start scrambling out. They see balloons. We carry a couple balloons to a couple of doors, and them kids, oh, I want one of them balloons there. We got to come to the playground, and you'll get one. But God, when we get down there, there's 25 kids down there, but us going out, we've used our talents for the Lord, and but we can all got our talents. Even if you don't know what it is, just pray about it. The Lord will show you His talent, the gift that He's given you. But I'd just like to, it doesn't matter who we are, what we do, or what our past has been like. We just need to use our talents, encourage others to use our talents for the Lord. But I'd like to thank the pastor and Brother Bob again for allowing me to do this. And as nervous as I was getting up here, I still appreciate him allowing us to do this, but thank you.
All right, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. We'll have the offering at this time. If I could have the ushers come, please. While they're coming, we have an instrumental group. I tell you what, I'm thankful for these young people who are using their talents for the Lord. Just like Brent said, whatever talent God's given you, use it for Him. Several of these young people have been blessed with instrumental talent, and I thank Mr. Barney Bear for leading this group with the good old banjo. There's something about that banjo music. I tell you what, it's great. So here in just a minute, they'll come on up to the platform, and we'll have the offering as soon as they're set up here. Very good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for all you've done for us. We pray that you bless this offering, bless this group as they play. Thank you for the message we've heard and those we're going to hear. Lord, help us to be submissive to your will. And Lord, help us to cling to your word. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. I'll be here most of the night.
Very good. Appreciate that. At this time, we have Mr. and Mrs. Barney Bear coming to give a testimony, and Summer Scroggs as well. Appreciate Mr. and Mrs. Bear. Mrs. Bear has come on a trip the past, what, 3 years? Is that right? This is her fourth year. She's a veteran mission trip goer. We appreciate her. Appreciate her husband as well and their fine work on this trip. And they are slowly but surely making their way up. You pray for them as they give a testimony, and Summer will follow them.
Well, I'd like to first thank everybody for allowing me to go on this trip. Me and my wife, this is my first year. My wife's been the last 3 years. I've been thinking a lot this week. I've asked myself what this mission trip's done for me in my life. Well, for one, I've gotten to know these teenagers a lot better. And the funny thing about that is when you spend a week with a group of teenagers, yeah, you know. It's kind of like, you know, these teenagers, it's kind of like in your house when you open the curtains up in your house and you let somebody else look inside. A lot of these teenagers allowed me to do that this week. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the parents for putting their confidence and trust in us to watch over these teenagers. We appreciate that. We had a lot of laughs. We joked around. We cut up a lot of wrestling matches. Knocked down on the basketball court a few times. But anyway, one thing I noticed about these teenagers, they have a lot of respect for their pastor and their youth pastor and the wives. A lot of respect for the adults. And that's something that tells me a lot. When they're away from their parents, they still have a lot of respect for the adults in this church, for the leadership. They showed me that this week. That was real evident in their lives. You've got a great bunch of kids. We've got a great bunch of kids in this church. And we ought to be thankful for that and praise the Lord for that. God showed me that when we were out on visitation, where we were doing that, helping in the children's programs, the evening services, you know, again, it was mentioned earlier, but what's interesting is God gives each of us different talents. Some He gives musical talents, some He allows you to go on visitation, others just to drive the van. You liked me driving the van, didn't you, brother? Yeah, I'm close to them guardrails, but you know. But the ladies that cooked for us, we had some good meals. And I'm going to mention this. The school that we stayed in, we weren't supposed to stay in the school. We had another two smaller places we were supposed to stay in. We were supposed to be divided up and split up. But this school that we stayed in, it was a pretty much a functional school. Well, it had a walk-in freezer and a refrigerator that wasn't operating. It also had a pump, had a well with a pump that pumped water into the school that wasn't operating well. You know, again, had some pretty brown water too, didn't we? Yeah. But the funny thing about that is, again, going back to God gives us different talents. I think of Brother Hayes, David Hayes. Now, without him, we wouldn't have got the freezer working. It's a walk-in freezer and a walk-in refrigerator, full size. And if he hadn't been there, I don't think we would have got those working. So if you go back to that, God knew. He knew exactly what to look for, because we didn't know we were going to be staying in that school. We didn't know what we needed. God knew. God knew exactly who to bring on that trip. He knew exactly what to look for. And he just knows. Because after all, He knows everything, right? Amen. Another thing it's done for me is on this trip, it allowed me to open up about my son a little bit. A lot of you remember that. I was reminded by God, and we need to be reminded a lot of things by God a lot of times, but, you know, some of us, we've lost loved ones. Some that are very close, we've lost grandparents, moms and dads, husbands and wives, a son or a daughter. You know, I like to look at my life like reading a book. A lot of us read books. My book has many chapters in it, just like yours. Each individual book has different chapters in it. Some of those chapters are going to be filled with happiness. And some of those chapters are going to be filled with sadness. The difference is unlike the books that you get on the shelf that you read, where you have to wait until the end to find out what happens, I know what's going to happen at the end of my book. Okay? And that depends on whether or not we've accepted Christ and been saved. So if you've been saved, the ending to your book is going to be the same as the ending to my book. And what it taught me was, we need to stay focused on what's down the road instead of the problems that might be right in front of us. Remember, God's in control. So if you ask me what this trip's done for me, then this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to generalize everything up. I got to know these teens a lot better. Great bunch of kids. I enjoyed it. I had a blast. It allowed me to open up about my son, to talk about him, something I've not done in 3 years. Realize that God gives us each different talents. And when it's all put together, what a mighty work's done. But even after all this is all a byproduct of one thing. I got closer to God when I was on a mission trip. And when God shows up, things happen. Amen? Amen. So remember one thing. Riley knows what I'm going to say. The best is yet to come. That's right. Amen. Amen.
Appreciate that, Mr. and Mrs. Bear. That was a blessing. Whew. Powerful hearing testimonies. Thank the Lord for it. At this time, Josh Estep's going to come and share a brief testimony and share a message that the Lord's laid on his heart as well. And you pray for him as he comes.
First off, I'd just like to thank everybody for allowing us to be able to do this tonight, and just like to thank everybody that went on the trip, the adults and everything, just everything that they did to sacrifice to go, and just to the way that they helped us on the trip, and just the pastor down there and their kindness and the school that we were able to stay in. I don't think it could have worked out better to everything that we had to just be able to stay there and as close as we were to the church and everything. And just like to thank God for allowing me to be able to go on this trip. It was my first trip, and on the first night, on that Monday night, I had the privilege of leading a child to the Lord, and I just thank God for that. And yeah, he really spoke to my heart through that, and just thank everybody there just for their kindness, and everybody that went. Just it was great getting to know some of y'all better and just being able to spend time with you. And if you would turn in your Bible to Ezekiel 21:13. It says, because it is a trial, and that if the sword contemn even the rod, it shall be no more, saith the Lord God. And the trials that you have in life, you know, you just go to God with them, and he'll help you through them, and just listen to him and what he has to tell you. And any kind of trial, big or small, you know, go to God with it. He can help you through it, and just, he's always there for you. He's the closest friend that you can have, and you know, just go to him anytime you need him, and he'll be there for you. And in Hebrews 10:36, you don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but it says, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. And you know, you just got to be patient with God. He's not always going to, as soon as you ask him for something, he's not always going to be answer you immediately. You know, you got to be patient and wait for him to wait for his answer, and just be willing to, when he does give you that answer, to do what he says, and just be patient, and you know, just go to God in any situation. He's always there for you. And again, I just want to thank Pastor and Brother Bob for letting us all be able to come up here and do this and serve God, and just thank y'all.
Very good. Fine job. Appreciate that. At this time, Mr. and Mrs. David Hayes are going to come and share their testimony. As Brother Bear was saying earlier, it's amazing how God gives you different talents and how God plans things out when you go on a trip like this. Did we know they had a walk-in freezer, walk-in refrigerator that wasn't working? And we happen to have Mr. HVAC here behind me. We didn't know that, but God knew, and his way is perfect.
Well, I reckon everybody's got a little bit they can do. That's when they ask us to go. That's what I thought about, Pastor. I thought, well, you know, preachers going, and man, we got talent like crazy, and these teenagers are just absolutely awesome in the things they do. And I thought the ladies cooking, thank God for that. And I thought, well, what am I doing? What can I do? You know, what can I do? And I think a lot of times in our mind, we do that. And when Brother Bob asked us to ask if I wanted to give a testimony, the Lord brought something to my mind that happened in a car when Ashley was first learning to drive, we was on Stone Drive there, right there, Stone Drive and Eastman intersection, and her just knew, and me sitting in the back, and Tammy sitting up front with her, and she got right just to the intersection, and the light changes yellow, and so she gets just out into the road, and so she stops, and Tammy's saying, "Stop, go, stop, go." Here's Ashley, just tore all the pieces. And finally, Tammy says, "Just do something." And I asked her if I could do that. She says, "Okay." And I think that's a lot of times in our life, we get at an intersection, and the flesh says, "Stop," and the spirit says, "Go." And you're just at battle, and then God says, "Just do something." And I think on this missions trip, he showed me there's nothing too small that's not possible, that God's in control, and he's got something for each and every one of us to do. And I think that's the way it is with people with salvation. They're at that intersection. They don't know whether to go to get saved or to stop. And the flesh saying stop, and the spirit saying go. Just do something. Just go. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed when you try Jesus Christ. I guarantee it. And I was just thinking about that. As far as Pastor Jody spoke about Nehemiah and the wall, there's a section with me at that school with a pair of pliers and a screwdriver fixing toilets. God had something for me to do. And I thank him and praise him for it. And I'll tell you what, teenagers, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't pull to the side. Keep going. Going for the Lord, because that's what counts. That's what counts. And I to see those teenagers, parents, you just wouldn't believe. To see them with those kids and their testimonies. And I mean out there knocking on those doors. And that's not fun and easy because you're nervous and all that stuff. But I'm telling you what, after you knock on that first door and talk to somebody or leave a flyer and somebody comes, it's worth it all. And I told them, even if we don't see it that week we was there, somebody's going to get the message and somebody's going to come. It's never a waste of time when you do something for the Lord. It may be a year down the road. It may be 10 years down the road. But God, that seed's going to take root. And the Holy Spirit's going to water it. And somebody's going to get to reap it. But God's going to get the glory for it. And parents, you've got a good bunch of kids. A good bunch of kids. And I told Bobby Brown, it's kind of funny to see the teenagers working with the kids that, you know, just wouldn't misbehave and all that stuff. And I said, they're getting paid back for the, when they was little and misbehaving, because they just had to take care of the kids. And one last thing that really blessed my heart is to go on a trip with Brother Bonnie and Miss Carol and to see their smiles and what they go through. And then Whitney Cox and what she's going through. And then Kenneth Morrison. And to see the smiles and all that stuff that they had. I think sometimes my problems are not as big as what I think they are. You know, and it's the little things that we do. And I thank you. I thank church, what you're doing for these kids, allowing them to go. It'll pay off. It will reap big rewards one of these days with these kids. I appreciate everything, and I appreciate Pastor Jody, you letting us go. And I'm telling you, folks, we got a pastor that loves young people, and that's what counts. He's a pretty good wrestler, too. I think he's a Hulk Hogan. And I appreciate everything you've done.
I was not going to. I wanted to say something, and I didn't want to say nothing, but just nervous. But I want to thank the Lord for salvation and what he's done for me in my life. And what I learned on this mission trip was I sit back a lot of times and don't know nothing because of fear. And I know when they stopped and they wanted to drop us off to go out and knock on doors, they would say, "Okay, we need a group to go here." Me as an adult, I was standing back and I was like, "I don't want to go now." And to see the zeal of these young people to jump up and just get off and go knock on these doors, I was so nervous. But one thing I learned from these teenagers this week was they've encouraged me and they've convicted me for I need to do more for the Lord. And I want to thank you for being an encouragement to me this week, and I just thank God for his many blessings and what I've learned this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best biscuits in the world came from this lady. Oh, Wednesday morning, I believe it was. Wake up in the school, and the gravy. Don't forget the gravy. Wake up in the morning, and the sweet aroma of biscuits wafting through the nostrils. What a wonderful thing that is. Oh, my. We've got a group that's going to come sing, and we've got a couple that are playing instruments as well. Good. All right. There's several times in the evenings, obviously kind of downtime after the services, after everything was said and done, cleaned up and everything, we just kind of sit around and sing. And what a wonderful thing it is to sing praises to the Lord. And just a time of bonding together, singing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But here in just a minute, this group will sing for us. This time, Ms. Ashley Hayes, another one of our counselors, is going to come give a testimony for us.
This year, the Lord gave me an opportunity to go with the leader, and you know, I thank him for that. And it's always a blessing to be able to go on a mission trip and serve the Lord, and you know, to knock on doors, and then to see people saved, and you know, children to come, and you know, the Lord always speaks to you when you get away from the world. You get away from, you know, the little things that keep you from him, and he always tells me that. So he's always like, Ashley, you know, why do you let just these small things keep you from reading your Bible or praying like you should? And you know, Pastor Wednesday night was preaching from Philippians 4:1-4, and I'll just read verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And he's talking about even in the tragedies, you know, when you just want to sometimes question, you know, while certain things are happening, you know, just rejoice in the Lord, because you know, you may not see the end of what's happening in any situation, but you know, he's always got a bigger plan for all of us. And you know, these teenagers, when Pastor was preaching from 2 Timothy and talking about finding your Timothy, you know, and I thought, you know, I'd like to be able to put a little bit of my life in these teenagers, but that last week, I mean, each and every one of them, they just, you know, are such a blessing just to see them serve, and I want to thank everybody who came and everybody who prayed for us.
Well, this is my first mission trip to go with Buffalo Ridge, and so when I found out that I got to go, I was excited, but I was nervous at the same time, and a couple weeks before the trip, before we were leaving, I just started praying every day that the Lord would just do something unexpected, something that, you know, none of us expected, just do something great above and beyond what we could ever imagine. And, you know, as the week went by, nothing really stuck out at me, but then on the last night, I just realized all the things that he did that I didn't expect him to do. I didn't expect for us to be able to knock on so many doors that week. I never expected that. I never expected to make so many wonderful friends this week and to hear so many wonderful testimonies that I never would have expected from some of the teenagers and some of the adults, things I never knew. And I never expected to be for the Lord to speak to me in such specific ways about different things that he did. And there was just so many things that I never expected for a man, a father of one of the children that had never been to church before. I never expected him to come on a Friday, on the last Friday night of the revival service. And there was just so many things. I can't even tell you all the things that he did that I never would have imagined he could do. And he did them because he's so wonderful. And I wanted to read the verse. The theme verse for the week down in the Bible school was Hebrews 12:1-2. Our theme was running the race. And it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." And I think that was really the key. Once I got my eyes off of everything else going around and I looked to Jesus, he did so many wonderful things, and I just saw them. I didn't realize them until the end. I just realized everything that he had done, and it was such a blessing. And I'm always amazed that we went to be a blessing to that church, and I really think that we got more of a blessing than they could have ever given us. And I just want to thank the church for allowing us to go. I want to thank each of the teenagers for all that they meant to me this week. And y'all never know how much it meant to me just to make new friends and just to hear the testimonies that you guys gave. And I want to thank Pastor Jody and Miss Becky. It was wonderful. I've always had my mom and dad as my pastor's family. So it was great having Pastor Jody and Miss Becky. They're a really great example. And Brother Bob and Miss Lindsay and the other adults that went. And I'm just beyond thankful and beyond grateful that I was able to go. So.
Amen. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. This time, C.J. Buchanan is going to come and share the word that the Lord's laid on his heart, along with the testimony. And a lot of interesting things about C.J. No, I'm just kidding. Anytime he signs his name, lately, he's put these couple letters after it, and you can. You want me to explain it a little farther? He puts FPOBRBC, Future Pastor of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. So I appreciate CJ, and talk about a heart of gold. It's exciting seeing the Lord work in CJ's life, and I know the Lord worked on his life last year at our mission trip, and the Lord continued to help him grow, and it's exciting seeing him desiring to serve the Lord. Go ahead.
Well, as Brother Bob said, I am CJ Buchanan, the future pastor of this church. And as my official first message preaching from this pulpit, not to be the last, I'd like for you to open your Bibles to Psalms 23:4. And while you're doing that, I'd like to tell you about this amazing week we had. I mean, we go up to Indiana, and I'm used to seeing these flat plains because that's where I'm from, is from Ohio and everything. And it's funny to hear all these people like Brent say there's nowhere to hunt and everything. It's just amazing. And we had many privileges to lead children to the Lord, and that's just where I needed to be, and I loved it. And this is not my last missions trip, and I just love these things. I'd like to thank Pastor Jody and Ms. Jenkins for being on this mission trip with us and being a testimony to all of us. And I'd like to thank Brother Bob and Ms. Lindsay for being there as well, Mr. and Mrs. Hayes, Mr. and Mrs. Bear, and Ashley as well. And just it was just a blessing for everybody to be there. Now, in your Bible, it's Psalms 23:4. This is my life verse, and I'd just like to share this with you. And in this verse it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And I mean, I just chose this verse because it's talking about not being fearful and because God's always there with you. But a couple weeks ago, I realized this is kind of like a shepherd and his sheep. I mean, the sheep go out in darkness and everything. They go astray, and a shepherd, he goes out and finds them, and he has his staff, his shepherd's rod, and he's there for them, and he directs them back and guides them back. And we can relate that to God, how we are his sheep, and sometimes we stray off into the darkness, but God, he's our shepherd, and he's there, and he guides and directs us back to the right path as a Christians, and he's just always there for us. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you, CJ. Appreciate that. Thank you for the guiding hand of our shepherd. At this time, we have a slideshow for you. A little treat. Sit back and relax. Please don't fall asleep. It's about 15 minutes long, a little longer than expected, but I know you'll enjoy this. As soon as we...
Thank you.
Wake up!
Okay. Hope you enjoyed that. Some of the pictures that you saw, you're thinking, where in the world did they go? On our way up to Indiana, up over to Indiana, we stopped at the Dayton International Air Force Museum. That was some of the pictures that you saw with planes and stuff. And then on Friday, the pastor took us to Lucas Oil Stadium. We got to see where the Colts play. That was pretty neat. Super Bowl is supposed to be this next year. But had a good time. Hope you enjoyed the pictures. At this time, we've got a few more testimonies, and then one more young man's going to come and preach. Elizabeth Snodgrass and Whitney Cox are going to come give their testimony. Appreciate these young ladies. And shortly after they're finished, Matthew will come and share his testimony and word. Thank you.
Well, this year was my first mission trip, and on Monday, the first night we were there, Pastor Jody was talking about being prepared and preparing others for the coming of Christ. And the Lord really spoke to my heart about how much I have told people about the coming of Christ and prepared them. Well, before I went to bed that night, I prayed that the Lord would help me and help me lead a child to the Lord. The next night, which was Tuesday, I had the privilege of leading a little girl, Michaelia, to the Lord. And that was probably the best night of the week, besides the food. Another night I will never forget was the last night. When we were all saying our last goodbyes and everything, the pastor's wife spoke up and said, "Satan will fight hard when there's a good thing going on. And sometimes you just need an answer to prayer. And you all were the answer to prayer." It's amazing to think that the Lord used me and my youth group to be an answer to prayer. Yes, games, candy, and contests are all fun, but it all comes down to Christ and eternity. Thank you to Pastor Jody, Mr. Bob, and all the sponsors who sacrificed their time to take us on this mission trip.
Well, first off, I would just want to thank the church for supporting us to go on this mission trip, and Pastor Jody, Brother Bob, Miss Becky, and Miss Lindsay, and all the adults that sacrificed their time to go with us and spend their week. It was really a blessing to get to know the adults and all of my youth group. I knew most of them, but some of them I got to know a lot better. And one thing the Lord really spoke to me about was just trusting Him in the small things in life, because if you can't go to Him in prayer and trust Him in the small things, then how are we going to be able to go to Him in the things when we really need Him in life? And lastly, I just want to encourage people coming into the youth group, or if you're in the youth group right now but you didn't go on the missions trip, just to earn the points and work hard to go, because it's really a great experience and a life-changing experience.
All right, again, we have Matthew Hayes going to share a message with you. Appreciate Matthew and his faithfulness.
Before we get started, if y'all would turn to Ecclesiastes. I'm just kidding, us. Just kidding. If you were here this morning, you'd understand what that was. Brother Jody said, he's wanting to go, I think it was Ephesians, and he put Ephesians and Ecclesiastes, or I'm doing it now. Ecclesiastes, but... Now, if y'all would turn to 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2. And first of all, I'd like to thank the church for allowing me to be able to go. It's really a blessing. And thank Brother Jody and Brother Bob for letting us go. It's a real blessing while I was up there. And see, when I was able to lead a little kid to the Lord on Monday night, and it was just a really blessing to me. And Mr. and Mrs. Keppel, they were just a very loving family. They took me in. They took all of us in. They just treated us like they was their own little kid. And I'd just like to thank the Lord for that. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3, it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And on Monday night, Brother Bob asked me to share a devotion with the guys, and so this is why I chose it on, because I was thinking throughout the week, the devil's going to put us through hardness. And when we're out on visitation, and we're going to knock a door, and nobody's answering their doors and coming to them, and we're just going to be like, we're going to get down, and there's nobody going to be there, it feels like, to help you out. But if you just keep your eye on the Lord, He'll help you through that hard time. And the devil, he tries to do it to you. And the Lord, He will also try to do it to you. A living example is Job, how he was going through hard times. And he just kept his eyes on the Lord, and he just made it through. And then I'd like to leave a challenge to you, is just looking to Jesus in hard times, because I mean, we'll be going through trials, as my dad said, as Whitney and Kenneth and Brother Bear and Miss Bear, they're going through hard times right now. But I know they're looking into the Lord, because the Lord will help them through. And so if you're having a hard time, just the Lord will help you through, and just bless you. Thank you.
All right. What a blessing it's been hearing these messages, hearing these testimonies. And it's encouraging seeing young people having a desire to serve the Lord, see them out knocking doors, seeing people trust the Lord as their Savior through this. What a wonderful thing it is. And as many of these teenagers have said, if you're coming in the youth department, if you're in the youth department, work hard, go on this mission trip. We've got camp coming up next week. And pray, I ask you as a church family, pray that God continues to do a mighty work through the hearts and lives of these teenagers, through our lives, and we'll trust Him for the results. But thank the Lord for all He's done for us.
Thank you very much. I tell you, it's been a breath of fresh air to myself. Praise the Lord for it. My wife and I love you kids, all of you, whether you went on the mission trip or not. We love you. Thank God for you. I know the Lord has sent us a jewel in Brother Bob and his dear wife Lindsay, doing such a great job. And I wonder tonight, what's God saying to you? What's He speaking to you about? You know, this is a great Sunday night crowd. You know, one thing I'm thinking about tonight is what you saw up here, especially, you know, I like how they zoomed in on Short Street and then came down on my face and all these kind of things. All those things are healthy fun. These kids can have fun like that and not have to have any regrets the next day. You know, true Christianity is what the world's looking for. And there's peace in Jesus Christ. I want to ask you to do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind. Do the Lord something here. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. We're just going to have a brief invitation here. Now, we're not going to have any singing. We're just going to play through. And I wanted to go ahead and begin to play. Maybe God is dealing with your heart tonight. Maybe you're here in our midst and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior. As she begins to play through softly, we have trained altar workers, men with men, ladies with ladies. Maybe you're a grown man who's come to this church tonight, but you've never come to Jesus Christ. Maybe you've never been saved. May I tell you that it's not too late for you. Why don't you come and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Maybe you're a teenager and you say, Jody, boy, that looked like a lot of fun. You know, folks, it's not really about the fun. We have a great time, but it's about the Lord's work getting done. And the Lord has used these precious teenagers in such a wonderful way. I've challenged them to come back, the boys and so on. I'm challenging all of them now. What they had happen that week can happen here. They just need to keep the pedal to the metal. Maybe God is speaking to you. You're speaking to your family. You're speaking to some fathers. Maybe you're speaking to some of the teenagers who are even sitting here in front of me who went on the mission trip. Maybe you want to come and say, God, help this fire that you started in that week. Help it not to blow out. As a matter of fact, I want all the teenagers who went. I want you to look up at me just a minute. And all the adults who went. Just you. I want you to look at me just a minute. The devil does not like what's happened. It's a fire. And I'm trying to flame it. That's part of the duty of a pastor. Maybe you want to come. I'm not telling you need to do this, but listen, the devil's going to do everything he can to put your fire out. You understand what I mean? He'll use anything he can. Troubles, friends, school getting ready to start back up, trying to get you around the wrong kind of people. He has a number of ways of doing it. You know what I think would be great? I think it'd be great. It'd be great. It'd be wonderful. For many of you teenagers, if not all of you, now I'm not pressuring you to do this, but I think it'd be a precious time for you to go find your families and say, thank you for letting me go. Let's go pray together. You know, sometimes I speak to the men and say, men, bring your families. Wouldn't it be good for a teenager to go to the mom and dad and say, let's go to the family, let's go pray, let's go talk to the Lord. I'm not going to tell you to do that, but if you feel the Lord's in it, hope you understand that. If you feel the Lord is in that, I want to encourage you to do that. If somebody's here that's lost, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you. Jesus Christ is the answer. Come and talk to Him. Give your life to Him. May the Lord help us. Father, help these teenagers to respond. Help many of them, if not all of them, to go find their families, come to the altar. Help somebody who's lost to come. Help somebody who needs to get right with God to come. May this be a sweet time. May the will of God be done, I pray, in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. She's playing through. If you feel led to do this, teenagers all over, if you're lost tonight and you want to come and be saved, if you're lost tonight, you want to come and let us take a Bible and share with you how you can know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Come on. Come on. Let us take a Bible and share with you how you can know the Lord. You say, Jody, I'm nervous about that. Listen, that's good nervousness. Come on, let's talk to God. What a night. What a night for somebody to say yes to Jesus Christ. What a night. What a night. May the Lord help us. Amen. Amen. We're just about done. We're doing just fine on time. We're just about done. What a precious time this is. What a wonderful time this is. A time where teenagers and their families are kneeling before the Lord, asking God to help them. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you. You come on. You come on. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to the Lord. Whatever it is. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. I'm going to ask the families, if you wouldn't mind, not to go back to your seat just a moment. Just if you're through praying, you can stand right where you're at. But I'm going to ask you not to go back to your seat just a moment. Families are standing. I'm going to ask Summer Scroggs if you wouldn't mind to come. She was going to give a testimony, and the testimony of Brother Barney Bear, the Lord speaking to her. She wants to come and share it now. I think it'd be appropriate to do that, don't you? So we're going to let her share this, and you folks just hang tight with me here just a moment. Summer, you go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Summer Scroggs. This is my second mission trip, and I just wanted to thank Brother Bob and Miss Lindsay for all the work that they did, and Pastor and the church for allowing us to go. My favorite part was seeing souls saved and hearing the testimonies of the teens every night. And I just want to encourage other teens who didn't be able to go or the incoming teens to try to go next year.
Amen. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. I hope you're glad you came tonight. This has been a blessing to my heart. And what I want to do is just have a closing prayer. I want to ask my Moses, if he wouldn't mind. He knows who he is. He knows exactly who he is. I'm going to ask him to come, and I'd like him just to stand right in the middle of these teenagers and their families. This man coming, he's Dr. Gene Lastly, just in case you're not familiar with him. He pastored this church for over 46 years. And I call him my Moses. And what a mighty man of God in prayer he is. We're thanking God he's here with us. Amen. His dear wife. This is our closing prayer. And I want him to pray a special prayer for these teenagers and their families and for this church and the work that goes on here. You go ahead, preacher.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed service tonight. Thank you for what you did on this mission trip and the hearts and lives of these precious young people and those adult counselors that went with them. Lord, I pray that it'll not stop tonight. But Lord, they'll be determined in their heart that they're going to live for Jesus and do right and live the Christian life as long as they're on this earth and make their lives count for Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for them. And tonight I ask you to fill each one of these precious young people with the blessed Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit guide them down through life, and may you use them as they grow up to be great leader, Christian leaders, and point people to Jesus Christ and live a dedicated life, Spirit-filled life, the rest of their days on this earth. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Thank you for Brother Jody and Brother Bob, the great work that's going on here. Keep your hand on Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Yes. Lord, help us to not compromise, yes, but stand true to thee in this, amen, day of compromise. And keep exalting the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, pointing people to him, mm-hmm, and pointing people to heaven. Lord, thank you for what you've done in this service tonight, what you're doing at this church. Now, dismiss us with thy blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you for coming. I said there weren't going to be any singing, and I sung a verse, so forgive me for that if that was wrong. Okay. God bless you. Love you, folks. Behave yourselves. Have a great week.